Hi, everyone. This is Jerry Doggett with Ben Scully and Al Hurren. Here we are at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, about to bring you the Dodgers and the New York Giants. Today's game, like all the Dodger games this season, brought to you by the American Tobacco Company on behalf of Lucky Strike, a light smoke, the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked. And the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer. It's real beer. We'll give you the rundown on today's lineup in just a moment. Man, this is the life, isn't it? You stretched out in the easy chair, your radio beaming in the ball game, and a pack of Luckies close at hand. How come? Well, that's not hard to figure. Fine tobacco alone tastes right. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. All fine tobacco. Naturally light tobacco that's good tasting to begin with, and then it's toasted to taste even better. Reach for a Lucky, a light smoke, the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
For the taste that you like, light up a Lucky Strike. Light up a light smoke, a Lucky Strike.
Friends, this broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Brooklyn National League Baseball Club, Incorporated, solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Brooklyn National League Baseball Club, Incorporated, is prohibited. Well, today it's game number two of the series between the Dodgers and the Giants. The Dodgers won last night's game by a score of 10-0 as John Drysdale fired a sparkling three-hitter, and the Dodgers used home runs by Hodges, Neal, and Perillo to spark their 10-run attack. So it's game number two today, and it'll be Sal Magley going for the Dodgers and Big Red Worthington going for New York. The series finale comes off tomorrow with Ray Cohn for New York against Johnny Podras for Brooklyn. Today, Ladies' Day, and also 6,000 not-old kids on hand in a bright sunshine. And just a fine day for the ball game. The temperature in the middle 70s here in New York. A few folks lolling around the house in the neighborhood of Ebbets Field want something to really give you a good afternoon's entertainment. We might invite you right out here to Ebbets Field and see the ball game between the Giants and the Dodgers. Plenty of good seats available here, so why don't you come on out and take in a ball game. Let's give you a rundown now in the batting orders for this afternoon's game. For New York, it will be Danny O'Connell leading off, playing second base. Don Mueller in right field. Willie Mays in center field. Ray Jablonski at third. Hank Sauer in left. Daryl Spencer at short. And right now, let's have our national anthem. We'll have the rest of the lineup in just a moment. Batting order following Spencer will have Whitey Lockman at first base, Valmy Thomas at the catcher spot, and Al Worthington to do the pitching. For the Dodgers, Jim Gilliam at second base, Gino Cimoli in left field, Luke Snyder in center, Gil Hodges at first, Carl Cirillo in right field, Charlie Neal at shortstop, Stevie Reese at third, Johnny Roseboro catching, and Sal Magley to do the pitching. The bullpen brigade for both clubs now making their way down the lines. So the game here just moments away from the start. Let's give you a rundown on the ball games played last night. In the National League, the Dodgers beat the Giants 10-0. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 9-5. Philadelphia over Pittsburgh 4-3. And yesterday afternoon, St. Louis beat Chicago 2-1. So the National League finds Milwaukee still holding its 7-game edge, with the Cardinals in third place, half game behind the Dodgers, 7.5 away. The Dodgers take the field now. In the American League yesterday and last night, Washington beat the Yankees 4-2. Boston beat Baltimore 8-1. Kansas City over Chicago 3-1. And Cleveland over Detroit 6-5. So the Yankees have a 6.5 game lead over Chicago in the American League. All the American League games will be played tonight. And we have one night game on the schedule in the National League. That will be the ball game between Milwaukee and Cincinnati. Day game, St. Louis at Chicago and Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. Right now, Sal Magley on the mound, tossing a few down to catcher Johnny Roseboro. Roy Campanella still out with a bad thumb. Sandy Amoroso, who got plunked on the right arm last night, he will be out of action for a couple of days. Sandy has a big puffed up spot on his right forearm just below the elbow. Magley 6-6 on the year, 1-2 against the Giants this year, and 2-2 lifetime. Worthington 8-9 on the year, is 1-0 against Brooklyn, and 4-1 lifetime against the Dodgers. Magley throwing him in with Reese, Neal, Gilliam, and Hodges on the infield, Simoleon in left, Snyder in center, and in right field, Carl Fuerdahl. Here's Daniel O'Connell stepping in now to take his swings at Magley's pitches, and stepping to the microphone for Lucky Strike in the play-by-play, here's Vince Scully. Vince?
Thank you, Jerry, and good afternoon, everybody, and a very pleasant day to you, wherever you may be. Danny O'Connell, Don Mueller, and Willie Mays, and Magley goes to work and misses inside, ball one. O'Connell batting 265 with 7 home runs, 31 runs batted in. Magley checks his sign, back he comes, and his curve drops too low, ball two. Fine crowd on hand. We have over 6,000 knothole youngsters here today, and we're delighted to see the youngsters in the ballpark. Magley delivers 2-0, and the fastball is over. 2-1. Tommy Gorman, the plate umpire. Dusty Bodges at first. Kenny Burkhardt at second. Hal Dixon at third. Bodges not feeling well. So they kind of twisted the proper rotation around a bit. 2-1 is inside, ball three. 3-1. O'Connell now takes a look at Davey Williams to see if there's a sign out. Three balls, one strike. The leadoff man, Danny O'Connell. One pitch is in there, strike two. Full count to Danny. Magley rubbing at the ball, looks in to get a sign now from Johnny Roseboro. And the 3-2 pitch to Danny O'Connell. Cut on, a fly ball into right center and shallow. Frillo and Snyder coming over. It's Frillo for the catch. One up, one away. Don Mueller being announced. Don hitting 263 with 6 home runs, 36 runs batted in. One out, first inning, no score. Just the start of things. Lucky Strike blowing smoke rings to you and wishing you the very best on this Labor Day weekend. Fastball to Mueller, in for the strike, 0-1. Don comes out to have a mild discussion about the pitch with plate umpire Tommy Gorman. Magley back with a strike on pitch. A changeup is nubbed up along third. They better let it roll. They do, and it dies fair. Well, it'll be a base hit for Don Mueller. Neither Reese, Roseboro, nor Magley had a chance. Mueller was actually fooled on the changeup and hit it right off the end of his bat. Squirted up along third, and he beat it out. So Mueller gets an infield single. Willie Mays, batting 332. He's second to Stan Musial's 340. 28 home runs, 86 runs batted in. Magley checking Mueller, now delivers. Fastball at the foul back. 0-1. One out, first inning, no score. Giants and the Dodgers in the second game of this three-game series. They'll close things out tomorrow. Johnny Padres and Ray Cohn. Kurt Barkley has a very tender and somewhat stiff right shoulder. The strike one pitch, curve, cut on and foul back, 0-2. Mays had that right off the hands and it hurt a little bit. Really wringing his right hand a moment, now gets back in. Magley checking signs, Johnny Roseboro, we drags him out to him. Strike two pitch, Mays swings, and it's a base hit into left field. Mueller goes to second and holds on. So Willie hits an 0-2 pitch into left for a base hit, and the batter, Ray Jablonski. Jablonski batting 299, 7 home runs, 41 runs batted in. Don Mueller at second, Willie Mays at first. One out, first inning, no score. Mueller looks to his men, now works the plate and misses inside. Ball one. On deck, Hank Sauer. In a first inning jam. Foul turns on the rubber, now set. The 1-0 pitch. Slow curve into the strike. 1-1. Both the Giants and the Dodgers were talking about Don Drysdale's brilliant performance last night. It's all the Giants were talking about in their dressing room after the game, shaking their heads and saying he's quite a kid. Magley decides to back off the rubber now, just staring in. One ball, one strike to Ray Jablonski. Magley looks to his runners and delivers 1-1 on a sharp curve. It's down and missed. 1-2. Nothing to report at all in the American League. All their games are at night. There are two afternoon games in the National League besides this one. 1-2 pitch. Fastball in there. Call strike three. Well, Ray Jablonski had to be guessing that time. Magley came right down the middle with the fastball. Two outs. Here's Hank Sauer. Hank batting 260. 22 home runs, 64 runs batted in. In the games to be played this afternoon, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, friend and Cardwell. The Cardinals and the Cubs, Wehmeyer against either Drott or Elston. These are probable. And Milwaukee at Cincinnati tonight. So we'll have a pretty quiet scoreboard today. Sauer waiting. Magley going to let him hang up there. Magley ready and delivers. Curveball, low and inside. Ball one. 1-0. Not only do we have the 6,000 knothole young ladies stay here, and we have quite a representation. I don't think we're going to have our over 4,000 ladies that we had a week ago. It's nice to have the gals out here with us. Magley delivers 1-0 to Sauer, and the curve is over. 1-1. Don Don Mueller nubbed one up along third for a base hit. Mays single to left. Jablonski is struck out. So with two down, the count to Hank Schauer, one ball, one strike. Magley ready, the 1-1. Sharp curve, and there's a fly ball into shallow left. Simoli trotting in. Under it now and takes it for the out, and that does it. Well, the Giants in the first inning, no runs, two hits. They leave two men. At the end of half an inning, the Giants nothing and the Dodgers coming up. Jim Gilliam batting 253 with a home run and 31 runs batted in. Gilliam, Simoli, and Snyder in the bottom of the first inning, no score. Al Worthington ready to go with a record of 8 wins and 9 defeats. He is 1-0 against Brooklyn and lifetime 4-1. Big right-hander. Delivers and wrinkles the first one in for a strike, 0-1. His slider didn't break too much. Jablonski about even with the bag at third. Worthington ready to work, and the strike one pitch. Gilliam runs up as if to bunt and takes it low. One ball, one strike. Youngsters begin the chant now. We want a hit. The 1-1 pitch to Gilliam, a curveball grounded foul outside of first base. 1-2. Worthington checking signs. Al ready now, and the 1-2 pitch to Gilliam. High, jumps out of Valmy Thomas's glove. 2-2. Worthington has one complete game in 10 starts. It was a beauty. He defeated Philadelphia 1-0, allowing just 3 hits. He delivers 2-2 to Gilliam, and that one slips it way high, ball 3. Worthington kind of looks at his right hand as if it done him wrong. 3-2. Worthington delivers 3-2 to Gilliam, and the pitch is bounced to the right of O'Connell, who's up with it, turns and flips back to first in time for the out. One up, one away. Gino Simoli batting 302. He has 10 home runs, 52 runs batted in. Getting squared away up there at the plate. Worthington just waiting. Now Red is ready and delivers. Simoli jumps away. A fastball at his knees. Ball one. One out, last of the first inning. Bases empty. No score. Giants and Dodgers. The 1-0 pitch to Gino. Curve cut on and fouled away upstairs. 1-1. The Giants will make their final appearance of 1957 here at Ebbets Field tomorrow afternoon. Johnny Podres will be here to try and usher them out. And for the Giants, Ray Crone. Though it should be a good one. Plenty of seats, somewhere like 20,000 seats available, just waiting to be picked up, and we hope you'll spend the time with us. Sidearm curve is inside, ball two, 2-1. Worthington back to the plate, and the curveball is high. Ball three. 3-1. Darryl Spencer comes in from short, hollers something to Worthington. The 3-1 pitch to Simoli. Lined into right center. Mays on the run. The ball slicing away from him and going into the alleyway. Simoli on his way for second and makes a turn. The cutoff by O'Connell. Simoli's going to be hung up. Now goes diving back to second and makes it. Willie Mays. Mays made a tremendous play in the alleyway. And Cimoli made one basic mistake. He took something for granted. He's lucky, however, he got back to second safely. Well, when Cimoli saw the ball go by Mays heading for the alleyway, it must have flashed in Gino's mind, well, I'll take three. Mays grabbed the ball on a bounce with his back to home plate, made an awkward twisting throw back towards Danny O'Connell, but the point was he got rid of the ball. And as Cimoli was just running around second base, Danny O'Connell had the ball. O'Connell was slightly bewildered and surprised and threw to third. And Cimoli put on the brakes and just did get back to second. And Mays started it off with a fine cutoff in the alleyway. Here's Snyder. Worthington delivers and it's cut on and missed. Well, Gino Cimoli doubles into right center. And boy, he almost jumped out of his uniform when he saw O'Connell with the ball. No score, first inning. Snyder hitting .286. Worthington checking Cimoli. Checks again, now delivers. And Snyder takes low. One ball, one strike. Duke has 34 home runs, 78 runs batted in. Now the 1-1 pitch to the Duke. Fastball outside. Ball two. 2-1. Giants, no runs, two hits. Dodgers, no runs on one hit. Cimoli has just doubled. Quite a play by Mays. Robbed Cimoli of the other base. The 2-1 pitch. Slow curve, fouled away. 2-2. Looks in to get a sign from Valmy Thomas. Cimoli backing away off second. Dal Spencer right back of him. O'Connell presents no problem. He's in the hole out on the grass. The 2-2 pitch. A little high to Snyder. Ball three. On deck, Gil Hodges. Two pitch to the Duke. Down low, ball four. Well, with one out. Cimoli doubles, Snyder walks, and it brings up Hodges. Gil batting .304 with 23 home runs, 84 runs batted in. In his last 11 ball games, he's hit six of the distance. On deck, Carl Perillo. Worthington pounding the ball in the mid of his glove, waiting for Hodges to get dug in up there. One out, first inning, no score. Worthington ready and delivers, and Hodges backs away from a pitch that stays inside. Ball one, 1-0. Pitch to Gill. In for the strike. 1-1. Cimoli away from second. Snyder from first. Brigney a little impatient now. Goes to the water cooler. The 1-1 is just low. Ball two. 2-1. Rigney's standing up in front of his bench. Now sits back down again, leaning forward. Manager kind of fidgeting a bit here in the first inning. Worthington delivers 2-1 to Hodges, and it's cut on and missed. Gill going all the way around. 2-2. One out, first inning, no score. Giants had a mild threat. Couldn't do anything, and the Dodgers trying to do something here in the bottom of the first. Worthington checks his men. Now delivers. And the pitch in there. Call strike three. Oh, Hodges caught looking. Down he goes. Two out. Here's Carl Perillo. Perillo has been blazing hot, so much so that his average is now up to 290. He has 10 home runs, 54 runs batted in. Perillo is one of the really great closing hitters during a year. After the All-Star game, he follows a usual pattern. And in the month of August, he's hit .441. Perillo settles in now. Worthington staring down to get his time. Cimoli a good lead off second. Snyder away from first. Worthington checks and delivers. There's a throw down to second base. Cimoli gets back. And the pitch was outside. Ball one. Gino taking quite a lead, and the Giants would have none of it, so Spencer cutting back. One ball, no strikes. Gino again comes walking halfway off that bag, and again Spencer ducks in back of him. Worthington checking him as he dances. The 1-0 pitch to Perillo is lined in the center field for a base hit. Mays charging. Here comes Cimoli. The throw to the plate is not in time. Carl Perillo, who's blazing hot up there at home plate, rips a single to center to get a run over. Snyder stopping at second, and the Dodgers lead 1-0 here in the first inning. Charlie Neal, the batter, hitting .268. 10 home runs, 47 runs batted in. Neal branded Ruben Gomez last night, and he hit one in the seat, a three-run home run. Worthington delivers, and Charlie takes on the corner, 0-1. Snyder at second, Perillo at first. Two out, a run over in the first inning, and the Dodgers lead 1-0. Worthington back with a strike one curve, and that's fouled away, 0-2. Ready. Strike two pitch to Charlie Neal. Foul back. Count remains. No balls, two strikes. Worthington trying to work his way out of a first inning jam. The strike two pitch to Neal, cut on and hounced down to Dal Spencer, who juggles and then steps on the bag, and they get the fourth. In the first inning for Brooklyn, one run on two hits. No errors, they leave two men on. At the end of one inning of play, Brooklyn one and the Giants nothing.
Dodgers lead 1-0 going to the top of the second inning with Darryl Spencer, Whitey Lachman, and Balmy Thomas due up now to face Magley. So for more action, here's Ben.
Dal Spencer batting .268, 11 home runs, 47 runs batted in. Spencer, Lachman, and Balmy Thomas. Magley checking sides with Johnny Roseboro, and Sal sends the first pitch in as a high drive into left center. Snyder and Cimoli converging, both calling, and now Snyder kind of hops up a little bit and takes it right out from in front of Cimoli's glove. Both men were looking at the ball, and both men were signaling with their hands. Neither man looking at one another, and for a moment there, it looked like a collision. Then Snyder just reached up and grabbed it.
One out.
You got to really sing it out, especially with 6,000 kids out there in left field making a lot of noise. The outfielders had better let one another know what's going on. Whitey Lockman batting 247. Takes a strike. Whitey with 7 home runs, 28 runs batted in. Magley back with a strike one pitch. A drag bunt up toward first. It'll be a tough one, and the play to Magley is just in time. Tremendous speed by Hodges. If you like basketball, you know what a pick is. You know when they cut off the post and the big man usually feeds off to somebody driving in for a layup? Well, that's the way that looks. A beautiful bunt by Lockman and a tremendous combination fielding play. Hodges charged it. He didn't have time to scoop the ball. He grabbed it with the bare hand and just flicked it out. Hung it out right over the bag for Magley to grab it on the run. Ball one. Valmy Thomas hitting 254 with 4 home runs, 24 runs batted in. And Magley's curve is lined into center. Snyder goes in, now has to go back, and it's over his head. He's playing it off the wall, and Thomas on his way with a double. Boy, Snyder really fooled on that ball. He turned every which way. Thomas hit a low line drive that took off. Snyder was so badly fooled on it that he never even leaped up in the air and tried the one-handed. And that, of course, one of his specialties. This one over his head. So with two outs, Valmy Thomas doubles, and the batter, Red Worthington. Alan Worthington batting 088. He has 3 hits, good for 3 RBIs. Gonna try another helmet up there. 2 outs, second inning, 1-0 Brooklyn. Magley ready and delivers. And the curveball, a half swing, it's over anyway. 0-1. Strike one pitch to Worthington, down low. 1-1. Neal jumps in back of Valmy Thomas, but Roseboro does not throw. 1-1. Magley delivers 1-1. The curve cut on and missed. 1-2. Thomas coming away from second. 2 out. Magley delivers. The pitch is cut on and fouled away. And the count remains. 1-2. Dodgers 1, Giants nothing. 2 out, second inning. Magley bends at the waist to get his sign. Now he straightens up. The 1-2 pitch to Worthington, and it hits him. Oh, Worthington hit by the pitch. Worthington now wants a light windbreaker brought down to him, so with a 1-2 count, pitcher Alan Worthington nicked by the pitch, safely on at first. Valmy Thomas at second, and with 2 out, Danny O'Connell the batter. Magley had a fastball get away from him. Worthington tried to jackknife and get away from it, and it nicked him. Danny O'Connell flied to right in the first inning, batting 264. 7 home runs, 31 runs batted in. turns on the rubber now, looks to his base runners, and delivers a fastball that's pulled foul off third base, over the roof, and out of the ballpark. 0-1. Getting the sign from Roseboro. Now delivers 0-1. O'Connell fakes just inside. One ball, one strike. Well, both starting pitchers have been in plenty of trouble. Magley left two men on the base pads in the first inning. He's trying to do the same thing here in the second. And the Dodgers got a run in the first inning. 1-1 to Danny O'Connell. Magley delivers 1-1. The curveball is in there. Strike two. Kind of mad at himself. Picks up a little pebble and throws it away and then gets back in. Magley straightens up. The 1-2 pitch to O'Connell, sidearm curve that popped up. Hodges coming over in foul ground, under it now, and takes it, and that does it. For the Giants in the second inning, no runs, one hit, they leave two, so they've left four men in their two innings of at bat. And at the end of an inning and a half, the Dodgers won, the Giants nothing. Well, see, we're batting 226. One home run, 21 runs batted in. Worthington throwing down to Ossie Virgil, while Valmy Thomas went out to the mound to get something squared away. Second inning, 1-0 Brooklyn. The Dodgers, one run on two hits, and the Giants, no runs, three hits. Huey Reese, Johnny Roseboro, and Sal Magley here in the second inning. Light breeze blowing in from back of left field. Worthington's first pitch outside and low, ball one. Just a light breeze coming out of the northwest, so it won't be too hot. The 1-0 pitch to Pee Wee, in for the strike, 1-1. Worthington winds a 1-1 at a Pee Wee. Breaking ball, low and away. Ball two. 2-1. Now the redhead back with his 2-1 pitch, and it's promptly belted right up the middle. A clean base hit for Reese. Mays comes on to field the ball and get it back in, so Pee Wee opens the second with a single to center. Johnny Roseboro batting 151. He has eight hits, one of them a home run, and four RBIs. Worthington up on top to get his time. Now ready, checks Reese and delivers, and Roseboro pulls it foul outside of first. 0-1. Ball bounces off the box seats, and so Don Mueller has to come in and retrieve in shallow right field. 0-1 the count. Worthington again checks Reese, now delivers high and away to Roseboro, 1-1. Lucky Strike sending it all to you from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. The 1-1 at a Roseboro, a bouncer to the right of O'Connell and through for a base hit. Reese around second on his way to third. Mays, in trying to scoop up the ball, drops it. Roseboro, a wide turn. They throw back to first and get him. Roseboro made his wide turn at first when Mays had overrun the ball, and Johnny Spikes gave way, and he fell to his knees. They fired quickly back towards first base in time to get him. So Roseboro gets a base hit, sending Reese to third. There'll be no error charged to Mays. And then Roseboro are making his turn trip, and they get him. So one out, and the batter, Sal Magley. So give Roseboro a single, and he's out, rounding first base. From Mays to Darryl Spencer, back to Whitey Lockman. One out, Reese at third, and the batter, Sal Magley. He has one hit this year. The infield drawn in tight. Worthington winds and delivers, and Magley swings and doesn't get it. 0-1. The outfield is shallow, Don Mueller in particular in right field. Worthington ready, and the strike one pitch to Magley. They pitch out, no throw to third, but the bluff drives Reese back. 1-1. Worthington delivers 1-1. Magley swings and doesn't get it. 1-2. On back, Jim Gilliam. The 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed, and down goes Magley. Here in the second inning, two strikeouts for Allen Worthington, and the batter, Jim Gilliam, with Reese at third. Gilliam bounced out in the first inning to Danny O'Connell. He's batting 252. Bill Rigney making signs to Worthington out on the mound. Be ready for the bunt now. Worthington nods. Reese coming down the line off third. Worthington delivers. Junior swings, a bouncer backhanded by Lockman. He'll do it himself. Oh, Whitey Lockman takes a runaway from Brooklyn, backhanding Gilliam's bid for a base hit and for the Dodgers in the second inning. No runs, two hits, one man left on. The end of two innings of play, the Dodgers won, the Giants nothing. Don Mueller hitting 266. Overswung on the changeup and beat out a dribble up along the third baseline. Oh, Mueller 1-for-1. Then Mays and Jablonski. Had a few men left on. The Giants have left four in their two innings and the Dodgers three. The first pitch to Mueller just outside. Ball one. 1-0. Magley back with his 1-0 pitch. Mueller takes, flying away, ball two. 2-0. Magley delivers 2-0 to Mueller and gets it in there. 2-1. Back 2-1. The fastball misses. Ball three. 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch. Outside and high. Ball four. So Don Mueller walks to open up things in the third inning, and here's Willie Mays. Willie single to left field in the first inning, batting 334. Maggie ready, Hodges holding Mueller at first. Sal delivers, and Mays swings and fouls it into the Dodger dugout, 0-1.
Magley working on a new ball, Roseboro blinking signs out to him. Sal delivers 0-1, and Mays takes a half swing, and it's in there anyway. A fastball that was really sailing coming in there. 0-2. Mays, his jaws working away on a piece of chewing gum. Magley ready. Strike two pitch to Willie. Curve cut on. Bounce down to third. Reese goes to Gilliam for one, and there's no play at first base. So a fourth play at second, 5-4. One out, and the batter, Ray Jablonski. Ray batting 298. Struck out looking in the first inning. Dodgers one, Giants nothing, one out in the third. Magley takes a look at Mays, still checking him. Willie goes, the curve is high, the throw is too high into center field. Mays is up on his way to third and makes it easily. So Willie steals second and goes to third on Roseboro's error. For Willie, his 33rd stolen base. Just like that, one out. And the Giants have the potential tying run at third base. Mays has stolen 33. One ball, no strikes to Ray Jablonski, and the Dodger infield starts to come up. Everyone in sight, with the exception of Neil, is back off the grass a few steps. Reese now is about even with the bag at third. The right side in tight. The 1-0 pitch. Jablonski swings at a curve and doesn't get it. 1-1. And the way Mays has been acting on the base pad this year, you might just well really keep an eye out on him at third. 33 stolen bases. Magley ready, and the 1-1er. Curve cut on, a high foul back of the plate. No play. 1-2. Jablonski waiting, one ball, two strikes. Magley looks at third. Now the 1-2 pitch. Jablonski looks, it's in there. Calls strike three. So for the second time, Ray is caught looking. Two down and the batter, Hank Sowers. Wondering about Mays and his personal duel with Brooklyn on the base pad. He has tried to steal seven times this year against the Dodgers. He's been successful four and thrown out three. Sal waiting. Magley winds and delivers, and the curve is cut on and fouled back out of play. 0-1. Willie Mays at third base. He got on a fourth play, stole second, went to third on Roseboro's overthrow, and is acting very impatient down there now as he comes away from the bag. Magley looks over at him, now winds, and the strike one pitch. Sidearm curve up high. 1-1. Sun really breaking out now and pouring down on us, brightening things up considerably. 1-1. Two out, third inning, 1-0 Brooklyn. Magley delivers 1-1. Tower swings and misses. 1-2. Big Hank let out. Magley checking Mays. The 1-2 pitch to Hank Sauer. Cut on and missed. Strike three. Now Magley with a runner runner at third and one out. Strikes out Ray Jablonski and Hank Sauer. Jabbo looking and Sauer swinging. In the third inning, no runs, no hits, there was one error, and one man left on. The Giants have now left five in three innings. The end of two and a half innings of play, Brooklyn won, the Giants nothing. Gino Cimoli doubled into the alleyway in right center in the first inning, batting 304. It was almost nipped after rounding second, as Mays got the ball back to the infield in a great hurry. But O'Connell threw to third, and Gino was able to get back. And he's the difference, for he eventually came on to score on Perillo's single. 1-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the third. Worthington looking over at Whitey Lachman. Lachman pulling at the lacing of his glove, and now we're ready. The first pitch is Cimoli. Inside, ball one, 1-0. Brooklyn a run on four hits. The Giants no runs on three hits. The 1-0 pitch to Cimoli. Curve, cut on and miss. 1-1. Worthington back with the 1-1 pitch. Overhand curve, and that's up high. Ball two. 2-1. Pitch to Cimoli, cut on and missed, 2-2. End of this inning, we'll have a complete rundown of all the scores and pitches involved. And sum up the American League in one word, night. Worthington delivers 2-2 to Gino Cimoli, and it's cut on and fouled back to the wire. Two balls, two strikes. Milwaukee and Cincinnati will be playing tonight, so we'll have no chance to see how the Braves make out during this one. Cimoli waiting 2-2. On deck, Duke Snyder. Worthington delivers 2-2, and the fastball is cut on a high pop fly. Danny O'Connell is calling out on the edge of the outfield grass and makes his play. One up, one away. Duke Snyder drew a walk in the first inning. He's batting 286. Worthington ready to go to work and delivers to the Duke, and the pitch is cut on and missed. Snyder taking not a full swing, apparently fooled by the pitch. 0-1. Worthington right back again, and the pitch is grounded to the right of O'Connell and through for the base hit. O'Snyder just bounces one into center field for the base hit. Five hits for Brooklyn, and the batter, Gil Hodges. Gil struck out looking in the first inning, hitting 303. Worthington looks over at Snyder. Now works the plate, and Hodges takes the strike. 1-1. One out, bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn 1, Giants nothing. Dodgers got the run in the first inning. Double by Cimoli, and Perillo singled him in. Strike one pitch to Hodges. Cut on, a high foul back of the plate. Valmy Thomas takes a look, but he has no play. 0-2. Holding the bag against Snyder. Now Worthington ready, and just as he is, Hodges backs out, so time is called. Now we're ready. The strike two pitch, sidearm curve outside, ball one. 1-0.
Worthington is big enough to give you the impression the first time you see him, well, here's a fella who's going to wind up in rear back and fire. But most of the time, he throws breaking stuff up there. The 1-2 pitch stays inside, 2-2. Hard to believe that tomorrow will be the last chance to see the Giants over here at Brooklyn. Well, the year is really running out. 2-2 pitch to Hodges, taken high, ball three. So, unless you've made some important plans, we have the seats for you. Over 20,000 seats available. We pick up when the gates of the ballpark open up tomorrow. Come on out, see the Giants and Dodgers for the last time this year at Ebbets Field. Then Monday, the Labor Day doubleheader with the Phillies, and the Dodgers will not be back here until September the 20th. 3-2 pitch, Snyder goes and it's popped up. Dal Spencer coming over with sunglasses on, now at third base and makes the play. He's calling for it all the way, and Jablonski gave him a lot of room. Two down in the third, Snyder at first base, and Carl Frillo, the batter. Single to center to drive in a run. His average now at 292. Well, Frillo's been making a lot of noise during this month of August. Snyder inching off the bag, Lachman holds him, and the pitch to Frillo, curved, nubbed halfway to the mound. Worthington fields it, turns and throws him out. So Frillo taps out 1-3, and for the Dodgers in the third inning, no runs, one hit, a man left on. They've left four. The end of three innings of play, the Dodgers a run on five hits and one error with four left, and for the Giants, no runs on three hits and no errors, they have left five.
Thanks, Ben, and here we go now in the fourth. Spencer flied to center his first time at bat, hitting .267. The Dodgers run in the first inning, a double by Simoli and a single by Frillo to get him home. Game two of the series, the finale tomorrow. Magley now looks down for a sign from catcher Johnny Roseboro as Spencer leans in. The windup, and here's the pitch. Curveball is down low, and it's ball one. Whitey Lachman on deck, and Balmy Thomas down in the hole. Magley delivers. Low again with a breaking ball, and it's 2-0 count on Darryl Spencer. 2-0 count. Spencer walks out a minute, now goes back in. As a close stance, front foot pointing toward first. Right foot pulled way back. Six. Curveball for a strike called at the knees, and it's 2-1 now on Darryl Spencer. Brooklyn 1, New York nothing, top of the fourth inning. Magley delivers. Ground ball hit to the right side. Right at Gilliam, up with it. Makes his play in time for the out. One away. So Spencer grounds out to start the fourth inning, and here's Whitey Lachman. Whitey hitting .246. Grounded out on a fine play on a bunt try. Hodges fed Magley on a great play to get Lachman his first time up. Lachman at bat, Thomas on deck. One away in the fourth inning. Whitey batting to the left side, 7 home runs and 28 runs batted in. Magley's fastball stays outside, it's ball one. 1-0 count to Lachman. Magley ready, here's the pitch. Curve is in at the knees for a strike, and the count is 1-1. One ball, one strike on Lachman, one out. Top of the fourth inning, New York batting. Magley delivers again. Fly ball hit the right field deep. Back goes Frillo. Back near the boards. And this one is off the scoreboard. Here's the throw to second base. Not in time. Lachman slides in with a double. Whitey Lachman with a high fly ball halfway up the scoreboard in right field. And before Valmy Thomas comes on, we'll pause now for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, your Brooklyn Dodgers station in Albany, New York. It's 3 o'clock WOKO time.
Those records. Tommy Thomas at bat. He had a double his first time up on a liner hit over Snyder. On second is Lockman, Magley out of a stretch. Change up curve, flips and comes high, and it's ball one. The double Lockman is just number four off Magley. The Dodgers have picked up five hits off Worthington. Brooklyn leads 1-0, top of the fourth. Lockman moving off second base. Gilliam shading the bag just a bit with the right-hand batter up there. Neal playing deep in the hole at shortstop, and Reese back at normal depth at third. The pitch, curveball is blown outside, ball two. 2-0 count to Valmy Thomas. He's hitting at 258, has four home runs and 24 runs batted in. Val Magley for the Dodgers. Checks the sign now. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to left field. Cimoli going over the corner near the line. He's there. He's got it. And there are two outs. As Thomas skies to Cimoli in the left field corner. Coming on now will be the pitcher for New York, Red Worthington. Red was hit by a pitch ball his first time up. He has three hits on the year and 34 at bat. On second, Whitey Lockman, two outs. Top of the fourth inning. The Dodgers lead New York 1-0. Out of a stretch now, pitching to Worthington. Curves him and it's a strike. Worthington went through with a swing, tried to hold up, but he'd gone too far. 0-1 on Worthington. Magley checking signs with catcher Johnny Roseboro. Lockman, a good lead off second. Here's the pitch. Curveball tapped back to the mound. Easy play for Magley. Throw is in time for the outside retired. For the Giants in the fourth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one more left on. The Giants now have left six men on and four turns at bat. So at the end of three and a half innings of play, the score in the ball game, the Dodgers won and the Giants nothing. All right, Dale was on the fourth play his first time up. Reese to follow, Roseboro after that. Worthington was a little slow coming out. He was the last batter in the inning, so went to the dugout before coming to the mound. The Giants defensively have Jablonski at third, Spencer at short, O'Connell at second, and Lockman at first. Sauer, Mays, and Mueller in the outfield. Worthington pitching and Thomas doing the catching. Tomorrow, the final game of the series between the Dodgers and the Giants. They play their last series of the year next week at the Polo Grounds, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A big Monday doubleheader Labor Day here at Ebbets Field with the Philadelphia Phillies in town. And then Tuesday night, the Dodgers play the Phillies in their farewell appearance at Jersey City for the year. Wednesday and Thursday at Philadelphia with a game on Thursday sent back to you on Channel 9 TV, 7:55. All right, set to play, last of the fourth, Charlie Neal steps in and Worthington looks down for a sign. Here's the windup and pitch. Curveball is inside off the hips and it's ball one. Neal hitting at 267 has 99 hits. 10 home runs, 47 runs batted in. Curve is down low, ball two. 2-0 count to Neal. The Dodger run came in the first inning. They had a spread in the second and another in the third. The Giants have had runners on in each inning but haven't been able to score. Here's a foul ball chopped down at the plate and it's 2-1 now to Neal. Last of the fourth inning, Brooklyn 1, New York nothing. The windup in the 2-1 pitch. Fly ball, well hit to right field. This one is off the scoreboard. Neal around, digs the second now as the ball comes straight down Mueller's throw and not in time, cut off by O'Connell. And hit number 100 for Charlie Neal is a double off the scoreboard in right field. Hit number 6 for Brooklyn. Don Mueller turned and waited for the ball to come off the scoreboard, but it did not bounce off. It came straight down, and so Don had to go to the edge of the fence and make his play. Neal with an easy double to right field. And now before Reese steps in, Balmy Thomas goes out to talk to Worthington. So we have a confab at the mound. Score 1-0. The Dodgers now with a threat here in the fourth inning. Reese at bat. Roseboro to follow. Peewee singled to center his first time up. Hitting 229. Charlie Neal down off second. Worthington out of the stretch. Now the pitch. Fastball outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Worthington checks his runner, gets his sign now. He's in there waiting for the Dodgers. Check for Worthington, the pitch to the plate. Ground ball, cut back to the middle of center field. Base hit. Here's Neal around third. He'll score as the throw comes to second for Mays, and the Dodgers lead 2-0. With his second hit, gets home the Dodgers' second run. Neal scoring it. And it'll be Johnny Roseboro coming on now. The Dodger lead 2-0 here in the last half of the fourth inning. Roseboro singled to center his first time and then was cut off trying to get back into first. He had rounded too far and Mays through to second base and punches really the Lockman got him. Bullpen activity now for the Giants, a left-hander and a right-hander. Constable will be the left-hander. Nope. McCormick. All right. McCormick. And Stu Miller. Strike one count on Roseboro. Worthington ready again. Here's the pitch. Outside with a curve, and it's ball one, strike one now to Johnny Roseboro. The Dodgers, 2 runs on 7 hits. New York, 0 runs on 4 hits. Worthington delivers, fouled away, and it's 1-2 now to Roseboro. Lucky strike, a light smoke, sending you play-by-play. The Dodgers and the Giants, game 2 of the series. One and two, Roseboro waiting. Reese edges off first. Worthington now set. Throws to first base, not in time. One and two. Here's the pitch. Fouled away, bouncing into the box seat on the right side. And a one-hand grab by one of the customers down there. Two count. Reese again off first. Roseboro waiting. Takes it high outside for ball, and the count evens at 2-2. Turn two. Nobody out. One run in. Neal doubled off the scoreboard, and Reese singled him home. Roseboro now trying to keep the momentum going for the Dodgers. Turn two. Worthington set. Here's the pitch. Rolled out in front of the plate. Thomas out. Up with it. Goes to first base. In time there. And Reese is into second. Thomas looks like he had a notion to go to second. Then changed his mind and went to first base to get Roseboro. And Reese advances on the ground out. It was not a bunt. Taps out in front of the plate. So Roseboro grounds out. Reese goes to second. And the batter will be Cyril Magley. Stops at the on-deck circle to get his bat from Jim Gilliam. Fowl struck out his first time, and he has 1 hit this year and 28 at bat. Reese on second, 1 out, 1 run in. The Dodgers lead 2-0 last of the fourth inning. Worthington checks the sign. Here's the pitch. Pop fly on the right side. Danny O'Connell and Whitey Lockman, and Lockman makes the call and takes it for the out. So Magley on a pop-up to first base. two away now with Jim Gilliam coming on. Junior hitting 252. Junior has grounded out twice, once the second, once the first. Al Worthington checks his sign. Reese edges off second. Here's the pitch. Gilliam takes a breaking ball inside, too low, and it's ball one. 1-0 on Junior. On deck, Gino Simoli. Then to follow is Duke Snyder. Two outs, one on, one run in. Now the look. Here's the pitch. Low with a fastball in the count, 2-0. Two ball, no strike count on Gilliam. Reese edging off second. Spencer trying to keep him close. Curve on the outside corner, taken for a strike, and it's 2-1 now to Junior. Two balls, one strike. Reese is second. Worthington ready. Here's the pitch. Pop fly on the left side. Jablonski chasing it in foul territory. Now he's there. He's got it. And the side retired as Gilliam fouls out to Jablonski down the third baseline. So the Dodgers out in the fourth inning with one run, two hits, no errors, and one man left on. So at the end of four innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 2, the Giants nothing. Next delivery is inside around the knees, ball 2. 2-0 count to Danny O'Connell. He has fouled out and flat out. 0 for 2 today, hitting 263. Nigel ready into the windup, and down comes the pitch. Curve is right in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike on O'Connell. Mueller on deck and Mays to follow. The Dodgers lead 2-0 on 7 hits. New York no runs on 4 hits. Curveball, strike 2 called on Danny O'Connell. Magley working the ball low to O'Connell. Got that one in there just above the knee. 2-2 to count. Sal rubs up the ball. Dodger defense playing O'Connell straight away. Sal ready, the windup and pitch. Outside the ball. 3-2 now to O'Connell. Two, Magley ready. The windup and down it comes. Fly ball to center field. Snyder goes back, way back now, and he's got it. Nick Snyder trained one of the dead runs straight away, deep center field, and hauled her down. So it's one away now with Don Mueller coming to bat. Don has one hit and one official at bat. He has singled and walked. Is a high curveball outside, ball one to Mueller. Willie Mays on deck. Maggie ready, delivers. Fastball just misses the outside corner, ball two. 2-0 count to Don Mueller, left hand hitter for the Giants at 266. The windup and pitch. Ground ball to the right side. One-handed by Hodges near the line. Feeds Magley in time for the out. Two away. Here's Willie Mays coming on, and Alan Roethlisberger with an interesting fact for you. Beginning today's game, the Dodgers pitchers had allowed no runs in the last 18 innings. You recall the overtime game on Thursday night against Chicago. The last nine by Robuck, no runs, and the shutout by Drysdale last night. Magley offers Mays a real grouper pitch, and Willie was tempted, but he didn't go after it. Now Willie walks around and kind of looks back at Sal and says,
What are you firing up there, Sal? You really pulled the string on that one. Willie didn't know whether to jump on that one or not, but it was low, so he let it go by. Ball one count to Mays. He has a single and on a fourth play. The pitch, fastball is outside, ball two. So as of right now, the Dodgers swing by the pitching staff is 22 scoreless innings. Mays swings on a curve and doesn't get it. 2-1. Willie had a big cut that time. Two balls, one strike. Two outs, top half of the fifth inning. The Dodgers lead the Giants 2-0. Sal checks the sign with Roseboro. Here's the pitch. Pop foul off on the right side toward the dugout. It'll be out of play in the stands right behind the Dodger dugout. Count. Willie Mays waiting. Foul winds. Here's the pitch. High fly ball down the left field line, curling off foul. Now it'll be down in the stands and out of play. Simoli and Neal were giving that one a try. 2-2 to Mays. The amazing Willie Mays hitting .333. On the way to the plate. Curve is inside off the letters. Ball three. A full count now to Willie. 3-2. Magny ready with the payoff pitch. Down it comes. High foul over the top to the left side. So the count holds on Mays at 3-2. Back in again. Magley checks his sign. The windup and again the 3-2 pitch. Mays says it right through the hole to left field. So Mays hits the 3-2 pitch. Hot liner right between Reese and Neal to left field. Off Magley hit number 5 and for Mays is second of the day. Coming on now is Ray Jablonski, and Jabbo has struck out twice, caught looking both times. Jablonski hitting .297. Magley now eyes Mays. Luff's going, and the pitch to the plate is inside. Ball one. The last time Willie was on, he stole second when Roseboro threw the ball to center. Mays wound up at third base. Jablonski waiting. A ball one count. Two outs. Mays on with a single. Magley checks the runner. And now makes a throw over there, and Mays gets back easily. One ball, no strikes on Jablonski. Sal ready again. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, foul, just past third. And a 1-1 count now to Jablonski. One, Ray waiting. At first base, Willie Mays. Dodgers leading the ball game 2-0. He's playing in the fifth. There's a foul ball hit back to the right and out of play. 1-2 to Jablonski. Now One and two. Mays, a short lead off first. Magley with a stretch. Here's the pitch. Foul ball on the ground, back of the plate. So to Jablonski, the count holds. One ball, two strikes, there are two outs. Now the look. 1-2 pitch. A little high for ball two, and the count evens now. 2-2 on Jablonski. The Dodgers got one run in the first and one in the fourth, lead 2-0, playing in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch two. Magley checks Mays. There he goes. The pitch is swung on a high fly ball, deep left field. Cimoli going back, and it's in there for a home run for Jablonski to tie the ball game. Jablonski gets the ball game all even now with his eighth home run of the year. Drives in Mays ahead of him. And here's Hank Stauer. He struck out and flied to left. So we've got a brand new game now with two outs. Mays singled and Jablonski hit a home run. Magley now pitching to Stauer. Ground ball. One hop to Hodges, who was way wide of the bag, playing the right side by himself. And Hodges wins the race. Side retired. Hodges on that play was Sauer at bat, had Gilliam playing directly behind second base, so Hodges had the entire right side, and he made the play. So in the fifth inning for New York, two runs, two hits, no errors, and none left on. And at the end of four and a half innings of play, it's a brand new ball game. The Giants two, the Dodgers two. All right, Gino at bat doubled his first time and scored the first run in the first inning, popped out in the third. Worthington now set to come to Cimoli with a win. Time called as a rubber ball is bounced on the field from the upper deck. Cimoli hitting 303 has 10 home runs and 52 runs batted in. Worthington into the windup, and here's his pitch. Curve is way outside, ball one. All tied up, 2-2 as Jablonski hit a home run with Mays aboard in the fifth inning to get her all even. Cimoli at bat, Snyder on deck. Curve is again outside, ball two to Gino. 2-0 count. The windup in the pitch. Inside bounces off Thomas's glove. And it's ball three now to Cimoli. The count. Cimoli at bat, Snyder on deck. Here's ball four inside, and Gino is on with a walk. That's the second free pass given up by Worthington. Up now, Duke Snyder. Duke has walked and single, hitting 288. Field moves to the right to play Snyder. Jablonski in at third, even with the grass, playing against the left-hand batter. Giant infield otherwise, double play depth. Worthington ready. Here's the pitch. Duke swings and misses. Strike one. Hits for a big curveball. McCormick and Miller in the bullpen against the Giants down in left field. Count to Snyder. Worthington delivers. Duke swings and chops a foul off to the right of the plate. Strike two. Snyder has 78 runs batted in and 34 homers. One-two count to Snyder. Cimoli on first base. Score tied 2-2. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, gets by as Valmy Thomas, and down to second goes Smoley, makes a turn there, and holds up. The pitch was in the dirt and went right through the legs of catcher Valmy Thomas, and it's a wild pitch against Worthington. The count to Snyder, a ball and two strikes. Two to do. Smoley off second now. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three. Breaking ball, and Snyder goes down on strike. So Worthington is third strike out of the game. Coming on now is Gil Hodges, who struck out and popped out. Gil hitting 302. Smoley on second. Walsh moved down on a wild pitch. One out. Snyder out on strike. Hodges waiting now with Cirillo on deck. Worthington ready. Here's the pitch to Gill. High, and Thomas lost the throw to second base, but holds up as Cirillo beats it back in there. Ball one, counts to Hodges. For the Giants, a right-hander, Stu Miller, a left-hander, Mike McCormick in the bullpen down in left field. 1-0 count at Snyder waits. Smoley again with a good lead off second, and Spencer sneaking in behind him. Pitch to the plate. Pop foul. They're back upstairs. So to Hodges, a count of one ball, one strike. Count. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike two on a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes now on Hodges. Last of the fifth inning, score tied 2-2. Dodgers took a two-run lead. And then Ray Jablonski at a homer with Mays aboard in the fifth inning to tie it up. Griffin got one in the first and one in the fourth. Smoley on second. Worthington ready now. Check. Here's the pitch. Half swing, checked up in time, and it's ball two. 2-2 now on Hodges. Both clubs have had base runners in every inning. Two-two count, 2-2 score. One out, Smoley off second. Worthington ready. Here's the pitch. Bouncer foul to the left of the plate. Turn two as Worthington gets a new ball to work with. And ready. Here's the pitch. Inside off the hips, and it's ball three. A full count now to Hodges, 3-2. Same club tomorrow at 2 o'clock, the finale of the series here at Ebbets Field. Three and two to Hodges. One out, one on, last of the fifth inning. Now Worthington's ready again. 3-2 pitch on the way. Gill swings and fouls it back. Grand two to Hodges. Stretch to look, and here's the pitch. Gill swings a long drive to left field, curling, foul, and in the upper deck. Hodges Dave McCrill with that one. A long drive. Deep to left field, but up foul. Gillis had 6 home runs in his last 11 ball games and has 23 on the year. He leads the club in runs batted in with 84. Swung on a long drive to left field. This one is going, going, gone. Home run for Hodges. Gil Hodges, number 24, and 7 home runs in his last 12 ball games. Dodgers lead 4-2. Carl Farrillo drew up now. The Dodgers out in front using the home run by Hodges with Cannoli aboard. Drove in and run with a single in the first inning and then grounded out, pitched to first in the third. Worthington now into the windup to pitch to Farrillo. Curveball is outside, ball one. Kyle is hitting 291 and starting today's game was hitting 441 in the month of August. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for a strike. The count is 1-1. Takes a curve outside, ball two, and it's 2-1 now. The two RBIs for Hodges now runs his total to 86. Gill found a hit the 100 mark and runs batted in. The pitch is in for strike two. Farrillo swinging with it, and it's in there. 2-2 count. Home run by Gill was his 10th during the month of August, and his lifetime number, 295. That's a lot of them, isn't it? 2-2, the windup and pitch to Farrillo. Low and away, ball three. So a full count to Carl. We have one out, none on, two runs in. The Dodgers lead 4-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Three called on, Carl. A curveball caught the inside corner knee high. Paul Winston, strikeout number 4. And before Neil comes on, he'll pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Peter. Dial 1460 WOKO, your Brooklyn Dodgers station in Albany, New York. It's 3:35 WOKO time.
First pitch to Neal is curved outside low by ball one. Al Worthington for New York. Working on Neal here in the fifth. Charlie ducks away from the ball and it pops off his bat and goes into the stand foul. Short count of 1-1. Neal has a double in two turns and scored one run. Batting average 270. Takes the pitch high inside. Ball two. 2-1 now on Neal. Two outs, two runs in. Dodgers lead 4-2, bottom of the fifth. Swing and a foul down the right side in the upper deck. Count even to Charlie, 2-2. Well, hope you're getting a good start on a big Labor Day weekend. Hope you got a good supply of cheaper beer on hand, too. Here's a curve inside, ball three. A full count to Neal, 3-2. Here's the pitch. Neal swings and misses strike three. Worthington strikes out the side in the fifth inning, but there was a walk and a home run for two runs for the Dodgers. So the totals in the last half of the fifth inning, Brooklyn two runs, one hit, no errors, and no runs on. At the end of five innings of play, the score, the Dodgers four, the Giants two.
Now to the top half of inning number six. Spencer, Luckman, and Thomas coming up in that order for the Giants. 4-2 Brooklyn. All right, Jerry.
All right, Spencer has gone 0-2 today. Magley delivers first pitch. Swing on a drive down the left field line. Foul. So Darryl Spencer lines one foul down to the Giant bullpen, and it's strike one. The Dodgers got a run in the first, a run in the fourth. The Giants tied it with two in the fifth inning on a home run by Jablonski with Mays aboard. And then Hodges it, one with Simoli on to give the Dodgers the lead, 4-2. That came in the bottom of the fifth. Top of the sixth inning. Darryl Spencer leading it off. Magley into the windup, and here's his pitch. A little low on the outside, and it's ball one. Count evens, 1-1 on Darryl Spencer. Magley ready, delivers. Curveball low, and it's ball two. 2-1 now. One count on Spencer. Magley checking the sign from catcher Johnny Roseboro. Delivers a little popper at first base. Hodges comes over to make the grab for the out. Spencer tried to check his swing. The ball hit the bat and was a humpback liner to first. So it's one away. Spencer looping out to first baseman Gil Hodges. Here's Whitey Lockman coming on now. Whitey has 1-for-2 today. He doubled to right field. One away, top of the sixth inning. Magley into the windup, delivers. Outside, ball one. Eddie Roebuck and Sandy Koufax now get up and start throwing in the Dodger bullpen down in right field. Fastball on the corner for a strike, and the count to Lockman, 1-1. Giant bullpen is busy now with two right-handers, Miller and Grissom. Ball two to Lockman in the count, 2-1. Magley checking the sign. One out, none on, top of the sixth inning. Magley's fastball is down low, and it's ball three. 3-1 now on Whitey Lockman. Pitch. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-2 now, full count for Lockman. Three-two pitch. Bounder hit back over the mound, and Neal can't quite get it. Goes into center field for a base hit. Charlie gave it a try near the bag at second base, but it bounced on by him, and Lockman is on with hit number seven for the Giants. That's for Lockman, his second hit of the day, and up now will be Valmy Thomas. That's a double and a flyout. The Dodgers lead 4-2. Thomas at bat. One out, one on, sixth inning. Magley now checks his runner, delivers. Ground ball to third and bounces off Reese's knee. Peely stays with it, throws to second, throws the ball in the right field. Lockman up now, breaks for third, and he goes in easily. And Peely is on one knee out on the infield, and was sure he was hurt on the ball. Marcin to third caught Peely on the left knee. He's walking around now, and out goes Doc Winter to see about it. The ball bounced up and hit Peely right on the left knee, and he's now pulling down his left sock and having a look at it. He recovered, stayed with the ball, and then threw to second base, but got a bad throw by Gilliam into right field, and Lockman, who has slid into second base, got up and jogged into third. So the Giants have runners at first and third, and time called as umpire Doc Windler is out having a look at Reeves. And Tooley is going to be charged with two errors on the play. And on top of that, he got a sore knee out of it. He's up now walking around. And he's going to stay in there. Manager Walt Austin also out to see about it. So Thomas is on at first base on the first error by Pee-wee. Lockman goes to second on it, and then Lockman goes to third when Reese made a bad throw for the second error. So the Giants have runners at first and third, and Gale Harris coming out now to bat for Alan Worthington. So Gale Harris, left-hand batting infielder, first baseman, will pinch hit here in the sixth inning for Alan Worthington. Worthington worked five innings, allowed four runs, eight hits. He struck out five and walked two. Harris hitting at 233, left-hand hitter. So the Giants have runners now at first and third. The Dodger infield plays double play depth against left-hand batter Gale Harris. Pitch outside, ball one. On deck hitter is Danny O'Connell. Griffin and Miller in the Giant bullpen in left field will have a new pitcher in the last of the first. Magley delivers and it's in for a strike to Harris. One and one. One count, Harris waiting. Lockman at third, Thomas at first, the pitch. High pop foul coming back out of play. A ball and two strike count now on the pinch hitter, Gale Harris. One and two. Bagley checks the runners again. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to center field. Well tagged. Over for it goes Snyder and makes the grab. Lockman tags the third and comes in to score easily. Holding at first base is Valmy Thomas. Sacrifice fly for pinch batter Gale Harris, and it's a 4-3 ball game. The Dodger lead cut in half. Scored by Lockman is unearned. Here's Danny O'Connell at bat now with two outs, one on, and a 4-3 ball game. Brooklyn leads top of the sixth inning. Valmy Thomas on at first. Magley out of a stretch to pitch to O'Connell. Curveball is inside. Ball one. Count. Magley ready again, delivers. Inside off the shoulders, and it's ball two to O'Connell. Roebuck and Koufax still in the bullpen for the Dodgers working along. Magley ready, here's the pitch. Curve in for a strike, and it's 2-1 to O'Connell. Danny hitting 263. He's gone 0-3 today. Flat out twice, fouled out once. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Little low and inside, ball three, and a 3-1 count now on O'Connell. Looking for New York 3, top of the sixth inning. Middle game of a three-game series. Marv Griffin has stopped throwing in the bullpen and now is making his way toward the Giant dugout, so we'll assume Griffin will be the next pitcher for the Giants. 3-1 pitch is inside. He walked him. Off Smagley, walk number two, and out comes manager Roy Austin to have a talk with his pitcher. The tying run in the person of Barney Thomas moves to second base. O'Connell is first on a walk. And Austin now out to talk to Sal Magley. With Don Mueller coming in, Austin motions to the bullpen to bring on the left-hander, Sandy Koufax. So he'll bring on Koufax, left-hander, to pitch to Don Mueller, left-hand batter. Now we'll keep an eye on the giant bench to see if manager Bill Wrigley's going to counter that move. Mueller was in the on-deck circle, being called back to the bench. We'll wait and see. So that will be all for Magley. Sal in the inning has allowed one hit and one walk, and there were two errors on one play by Reese. It got Sal a little bit of trouble. Magley comes off now. He was 5 2/3 innings. 3 runs, 2 earned, and 7 hits. He walked 2, struck out 3. Sandy Koufax coming on at 5-3 against the league. And he'll take over now. Magley with 2 outs, 2 on, 1 run in, and the score 4-3 in the top of the 6th inning.
Number 32, Sandy Koufax.
So Koufax in now replacing Magley. Koufax in his 28th ball game, he has started 12. Don Mueller comes back to the on-deck circle now, so it's probable that Don will bat in his regular turn. Well, while Koufax is getting tuned up out there, you might declare yourself a little time out and go out to the refrigerator and open up a bottle or can of Schaefer. Long about now. Don Mueller at bat. Balmy Thomas at second. Danny O'Connell at first. 2 outs and the score 4-3. Brooklyn leads. And Koufax now trying to get out of here by disposing of Mueller. Willie Mays on deck. Here's a look by Koufax from the pitch. Swung on a fly ball to left center field. Snyder going for it and familiarly over. It drops in for a base hit. Here's one run in. Here's O'Connell around third and he scores. And the Giants lead 5-4. As the ball fell between Snyder and Simoleon and left center, and they had trouble picking it up, and the throw then came to second base, came through Gilliam, and 2 runs scored, and Mueller is on at first base. And we'll wait for the official scoring on that one. Fly ball in the left center field fell in between Simoleon and Snyder. It might have been. They both called on the ball and then stopped. Although it would have been a tough play for either to catch the ball. But then after the ball dropped, Snyder recovered and threw into second base, and O'Connell came right on in to score. And another conference to mount, and that would be all for Sandy Koufax, with right-hander Willie Mays coming on. Eddie Roebuck is being called into pitch. The base hit by Mueller, a single, and he gets 2 runs batted in. As the throw from the outfield came to second base, O'Connell just kept right on coming and was in the score behind Thomas. So O'Connell scored from first base on the single. Thomas scored from second. And now Eddie Roebuck being called in. Those runs charged against Magley, and they are on. Roebuck coming in to pitch to Mays with 2 outs. Mueller at first base, and the Giants leading 5-4. So Koufax works the one batter, allows one hit. And Roebuck now called into the official. Eddie's record against the league is 6-2. As the Dodgers are concerned, it's been a rather weird inning. Spencer lined the first, and Lockman singled to center field. Thomas hit a ground ball to third that bounced off Reese's leg, and then Peavy recovered, threw the ball to right field, and was charged with two errors on the play. Dale Harris on a sacrifice fly got a run in. O'Connell walked, and then Mueller hit a fly ball to left center field that fell in for a base hit, and two runs scored from first and second on the single left. By Roebuck pitching to Mays. Inside low, ball one to Willie. He's had two for three. So the Giants have a three-run inning here in the sixth. Roebuck relieving Koufax, who made one pitch to Mueller. Mays backs up from ball two, and it's 2-0 now. Here's the next pitch to Mays. Inside, around the knees, ball three. 3-0 on Mays. At first base, Don Mueller, there are two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. The Giants have scored three, lead 5-4. Mays takes the strike. 3-1. Count. Roebuck pitching to Mays. Here's the pitch. High pop fly near the mound on the first base side. Hodges now moves in, calling for it, and he's got it. Bad retired. Mays pops off. So in the top of the sixth inning for the Giants. Three runs on two hits, two Brooklyn errors, and for the Giants, one man left on. So at the end of 5.5 innings of play, the score is 5 and the Dodgers 4.
Well, the Giants have picked up the lead now. We have Bob Grissom coming on to pick up the ball game for the Giants. Reese up at the plate. Let's get right back to Jerry.
All right, it'll be Pee Wee Reese at bat. Reese has 2-for-2 today and takes the first pitch, high and inside, ball one. Grissom, making his 45th appearance in relief, has won 4 and lost 3. He's worked 69 and 2/3 innings. Reese takes the strike, a fastball laid in, and it's 1-1. In the Dodger bullpen, Carl Erskine working now, indicating the possibility of a pinch hitter for Roebuck, who drew up third in the inning. Curveball to Reese is in for a strike, and it's 1-2 to Pee Wee. Miles Grissom for the Giants, relieving Worthington. Curve is outside. The count evens at 2-2. The three runs the Giants got in the sixth inning were in Grissom's favor. And we're all unearned if you keep your score with us. Grissom ready, the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called to be a fastball in the outside corner. So for Grissom, strikeout number one. Up now will be Johnny Roseboro. He has one hit, two tries. Grissom ready, pitching to the left-hand batter. Fastball on the outside corner, strike one. 5-4, New York leads the Dodgers, last half of the sixth inning here at Ebbets Field, game two of the series. Here's the pitch, outside high for ball, and the count is even, 1-1 on Rose. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed for strike two, 1-2. Roseboro singled in the second, grounded out in the fourth. One ball, two strike count. Grissom into the lineup, and here's his pitch. Curve is in and over. Call strike three. For Roseboro, 0, a strikeout, and for Grissom, his second. Eddie Roebuck will come on the bat for himself now. So Carl Erskine, who was throwing in the Dodger bullpen, will now stop. Two outs here in the sixth inning, Roebuck coming on the bat. Eddie has three hits and 16 turns at bat, including a home run. So Roebuck comes on now here in the sixth with two outs, nobody on. Him into the lineup to pitch Eddie. Swung on a drive to left center field and looked in for a base hit. The Roebuck gets a two-out single over shortstop to left center. And for the Dodgers, hit number 9. Both sides through six innings have had base runners in every turn of bat. And now with two out, one on, Gilliam comes on. Junior is 0 for 3 today, hitting .251. Grissom on first. Throws to the plate and on the first strike. Roebuck with a short lead. Strike one count to Gilliam. Now Grissom again looks to first, takes his stretch. Junior swings and whistles one right back off his ear to set a field for a base hit. Coming right by Grissom to the center and a single for Gilliam. Down to second goes Roebuck holding there, and up now will be Gino Cimoli. So after the first 2 minutes struck out, Roebuck and Gilliam put back-to-back singles together and keep the Dodgers going here in the first. Cimoli has doubled, popped out and walked the score to a run. 9 minutes, second, 5-4, Giants lead, bottom of the sixth inning. Big right-hander checking his sign with catcher Valmy Thomas. And now Cimoli steps out. Now he's back in. Roebuck at second, Gilliam at first. Here's the look, and the pitch to Gino. Fastball high. Thomas lost the first base, but Gilliam gets back in. No play. Ball one to Cimoli. Buck on second, wearing a light windbreaker with sleeves pulled up. The pitch is high on inside. Ball two. Gino falls away from it. 2-0 counts. Could Cimoli keep it alive? It'll be Duke Snyder due next. Two nothing on Cimoli. Grissom ready now. Here's the pitch. Taken for a strike. In at the letters, and it's 2-1 on Gino Cimoli. The Giants lead 5-4. 5 runs, 8 hits. The Dodgers 4 runs and 10 hits. On the way, high and inside, and again Cimoli goes down. Ball three and strike one. Three and one count. Cimoli dusts himself off, back in there now, Grissom ready to go. Roebuck at second, Gilliam at first. There are two outs. 3-1 pitch. Foul away. The wire, and it's 3-2. Full count. So we'll turn loose now. 3-2 on Cimoli. Right right-hander Stu Miller working in the Giant bullpen in left field. The runner's ready. And now Griffin goes off the rubber to move Roebuck back to second as Spencer set in behind him. No play. 3-2. Roebuck again gets the lead. Here they go. Take a swing on a drive. The left center field is going to be in for a base hit. All the way to the wall. One run in. Good around third. Headed home. Mays, the throw is not in time. And it's 6-5 Griffin. Simone rattled the boards and left center field with a double to score Roebuck and Gilliam, and the Dodgers lead 6-5, and before Snyder comes on, we'll pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Peter, dial 1460 WOKO, the Brooklyn Dodgers station in Albany, New York. It's 4:05 WOKO time.
Bat, and Duke's going to get an intentional pass with first base open. That'll be walk number one off Miles Griffin. In the inning, Reason the Roseboro struck out, and Roebuck lined a single to the left center. Gilliam singled right back to the middle, and Simone hit a 3-2 pitch to the wall in left center field to drive home Roebuck and Gilliam and give the Dodgers two runs in the lead. 6-5, and a real wild one going here today at Ebbets Field. Boy, this has been a real ball game. Seesawing back and forth. All right, Snyder's walked intentionally. Gil Hodges comes on, hit a home run his last time. Drove in two runs. Simone scored in front of him. So we have Simone on second, Snyder on first. The Dodgers lead 6-5. Hodges in there now. Gil hitting 304. 7 home runs in 12 games for Hodges. Listen, ready. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. Spencer plays it on two hops to force it second base, and the side is retired. Well, that's all for the Dodgers in the sixth inning. After two outs, they got two runs on three hits. No errors, and have two runners left on. So at the end of six innings of play, the score, Brooklyn 6 and New York 5. Well, the way it's been going, most anything can. Jablonski will start it off. He had a two-run homer in the fifth inning, and he struck out his first two turns. So Ray is 1-for-3, hitting at an even 300. On the mound now, Eddie Roebuck, and the starting pitch is no longer figure. The ball game belongs to Grissom and Roebuck. There's a bounded foul to the left of the plate. Strike one on Jablonski. 6-5, Brooklyn leads. In the last couple of innings, we've had a lot of scoring. Both sides got two in the fifth. The Giants got three in the sixth. The Dodgers got two. 6-2, Jablonski is inside at the belt. Ball one. 1-1 count. Top of the seventh inning here at Ebbets Field. The Dodgers and the Giants in their second meeting of the series. One more. That'll be tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Here's a bounder to third. Reese plays it in the shortstop. Makes his play in time for the out. One away. Jablonski bouncing out to Reese. Now the batter will be Hank Sauer. Flat out, struck out, and grounded out. Sauer hitting 257, has 22 home runs, 64 runs batted in. Eddie Roebuck into the windup. The pitch is inside, ball one. Count on Big Hank Sauer with Darryl Spencer due next. Roebuck winds, here it comes. Fouled away on the ground off to the left side. Count is 1-1 on Sauer. One ball, one strike. Robot, take your time. Get your time now. Here's the pitch to Hank Starr. Inside is a bell with a curve, and it's ball two. Two and one. And down it comes. Foul away on the ground to the left again. And it's a pitcher count to foul. Big Hank wearing number 6 on the back of the gray uniform. Single game tomorrow between the Dodgers and the Giants, and a doubleheader on Monday between the Dodgers and the Philadelphia Phillies. Labor Day. 1:30 starts for the doubleheader. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Starr. Foul away again off the third base side. Several fans came rolling out of the box seats trying to get that ball. Robust checking again. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball, a half swing, held up in time, and it's ball three. 3-2. Roebuck had a long session on Thursday night. He worked 9 innings in the overtime game against Chicago and was the winning pitcher. He's now 6-2 against the league. The pitch is down low, and Sauer is on with a walk. Go off Roebuck, walk number 1 for the Giants today. They've had 3 passes. Magley gave up 2. Here's Darryl Spencer coming on. He's 0 for 3. Darryl hitting 265. Clem Levine is firing away in the Dodger bullpen in right field. Pitch to Spencer is inside, popped out of Roseboro's glove, but no advance by Sauer. Ball one count for Spencer. Robuck ready again. Checks first, delivers. Spencer takes it low for ball. Count is 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes on Spencer. We're playing the top of the 7th inning. The Dodgers 6, the Giants 5. Strike in, and it's 2-1 now. Carl Erskine joins Levine in the Dodger bullpen. And Levine stops throwing, and Don Buffen will come on and take his place. There's a bounder foul at the third base side. David Williams knocks it down with his foot. Count is 2-2 on Darryl Spencer. Levine has a sore forearm and has not been throwing too well the last few days, so maybe Clem was just loosening up, and now we have Don Besson and Carl Erskine firing away. Two-two count, Spencer waiting at first base tower, one out here in the 7th. The pitch by Roebuck, a roller hit back toward the mound. Roebuck's play will go to first base, in time there, and Sauer moves on to second. As Spencer rolls out, Roebuck to Hodges. Whitey Lockman coming on has a double and a single and scored a run. So Whitey is 2-for-3 today, hitting 251. For tomorrow's series finale, it'll be Ray Krohn for the Giants and Johnny Podras going for Brooklyn. Roebuck now ready to work to Lockman here in the 7th inning. Here's the pitch. Chop foul rolling off toward the Dodger dugout. Strike 1 to Lockman. The F&M Super Brewing Company of Brooklyn sending you play-by-play. Just a reminder for the long holiday weekend to stock up on paper, either in the courts or the tins. Handy way to keep you safe and have plenty on ice. Robot pitching to Lockman. Delivers. Fouled away. Down the left side, it'll be up in the stands. 0-2 on Whitey Lockman here in the top of the seventh inning. At second base, Hank Sauer. There are two outs. Brooklyn, 6 runs, 11 hits. New York, 5 runs on 8 hits. Sure to Lockman, left-hand batter against right-hander Eddie Roebuck. Now Eddie ready again. Checks and delivers. A bounder hit wide of third. Big hop to Reese. Throw to Hodges in time and the side is retired. So for the Giants in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on. At the end of 6.5 innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 6 and the Giants 5. Well, now we've had the seventh inning stretch. We move along into the last half of the seventh for O'Neill and Reese coming up in that order. 6-5 the score. Brooklyn leads it. So let's listen to Jerry now and see what's going to happen.
All right, Perillo at bat. Single drove in a run in the first inning and is 1-for-3. Swings a bounding ball right to Danny O'Connell. Play goes to Lockman in time, and it's one out here in the seventh inning. Next batter, Charlie Beal. Charlie has one hit doubled in the fourth inning and came in to score on Reese for singles. The Dodgers lead 6-5. They won last night's game on a three-hitter by Don Drysdale, 10-0. Final game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Single game between the Dodgers and the Giants here at Ebbets Field. Grissom delivers to Neal. Charlie takes it for a strike. Chicago and St. Louis tied at 2-2 at the end of 5.5 innings of play. Neal swings on a curve. His bat flies one way and the ball goes foul down the third baseline. Bad bat boy Eddie Lehan goes out to retrieve. Bat flying off toward first. So to Neal, strike two. LeBine and Jensen throwing in the bullpen now for the Dodgers. At the end of 7 innings of play, Philadelphia leads Pittsburgh 7-1. Milwaukee plays Cincinnati tonight. There's a swing and a miss, and again Neal loses his bat. This time it flies over to the third base side and is right under the exit gate, and a fan there pulls the bat under the gate and puts it in his lap. And the bat boy comes over now to retrieve and is now looking to the park policeman for a little help. Neal is out on strike. He swung his bat. It rolled all the way to the exit gate. And a fan reached down under that gate and slid the bat under there, and he's going to take it home as a souvenir. Well, I know they take the balls home, but my goodness, the bat too? Gee whiz. Here's the pitch to Reese. High for ball. One ball, no strike. Grissom's third strikeout on Neal, who lost his bat for the second time. And he lost it for good, looks like. Here's a fly ball to center field. Willie Mays coming into right center, and also there is Don Mueller. Mueller makes the catch, and the side is retired. And that's the first time today that we've had a side out 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of 7 innings of play, it's Brooklyn 6 and New York 5.
His ball game to win it or lose it. Here's out on the mound, and he'll pitch first of all to catcher Valmy Thomas of the New York Giants. Then we'll have the pitcher spot coming up and hop to the top of the batting order. Pick up O'Connell.
All set, Jerry? All right, Al. A park policeman coming down to the back seat along the third baseline now to ask the customer there to give the bat back. Of course, when the ball's going to the stands, the fans keep those. They know where the rings to get them. This man went into the gate to pull the bat out of there. The bat didn't go into the stands. He pulled it off the playing field. And now two park policemen are asking him to give it up.
All right, back to play. Valmy Thomas swings and fouls it off down the third baseline, strike one. And we'll see who wins the battle of the missing bat now. Valmy Thomas' bat has doubled, flat out, and was safe on an error by Pee Wee Reed. And the policeman gets the bat. And the policeman also gets a round of booze. Strike one count to Thomas. Eddie Roebuck working here in the eighth inning. The pitch is inside for a ball, and the count is 1-1. Bobby Thompson is out in the on-deck circle, and Stu Miller is in the bullpen. So it looks like we'll have Thompson batting for Grissom and Miller to pitch the bottom of the eighth. There's a foul ball off to the right to the Dodger dugout, and it's 1-2 on Thomas. Delivers, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Thomas on strike for Eddie Roebuck, strikeout number one. Here's Bobby Thompson now in the bat for Marv Grissom. So Grissom goes out. He works two innings, allowed two runs and three hits, struck out three, walked one. And right now the ball game is on Grissom. So Bobby Thompson coming on to bat for him. And Stu Miller in the bullpen for New York. Roebuck delivers. Thompson takes it low and inside. Ball one. Don Besson throwing alone for the Dodgers in right field. Eddie Roebuck looking for a sign from Roseboro. Here's the pitch. Thompson swings, bounces one to third. Reese gets a big hop, makes his play, and it's two away. Final score, Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 7-1. Cardwell the winner over Bob Friend. Cardwell also hit a home run in the second with one on. At the end of six and a half, St. Louis and Chicago all tied up. That's 2-2. Milwaukee plays Cincinnati tonight, and all the American League games will be tonight. Here's Danny O'Connell coming on now. Danny is 0 for 3. Walked once and scored a run. Batting in the eighth inning. Dodgers 6, Giants 5. Game 2 of the series. Roebuck delivers. Fly ball down the left field line, going foul. Strike one count. Pitch is outside for ball, and the count is 1-1. Roebuck ready, pitching to O'Connell. Foul ball tapped on the ground back of the plate, and the count is 1-2. The Dodgers got a run in the first, another in the fourth to lead 2-0. Jablonski got a home run in the fifth inning with one on to tie it 2-2. The Dodgers got a home run by Hodges in the fifth with one on to make it 4-2. The Giants got three in the sixth. The Dodgers got two and lead 6-5. 1-2 to O'Connell. Roebuck delivers. Breaking ball is down low. Ball two. Count even now. 2-2 to Danny O'Connell. Roebuck checking signs with Roseboro. Now ready, the 2-2 windup, and down it comes. Bouncer hits wide to first base, Hodges over to play it, feeds Roebuck, in time to the outside, retired. So the Giants go out in order for the first time today, three up and three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the the end of the top of the eighth inning of play. The score is Brooklyn 6 and New York 5.
Now pitching for New York.
As we go to the last half of the eighth inning, Stu Miller comes on to do the Giants pitching. Brooklyn 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors. New York 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Johnny Roseboro, the first hitter up in the eighth. You all set, Jim?
Ready to go, Al. Miller against the league is 6-8, making his 31st appearance. Well, the hand for the man who took the bat a while ago, he gave up the bat, and then the Dodgers gave him a brand new one. The bat that Charlie Neal had been hitting was one of his favorites, so the fan gave up the bat, and now just a moment ago, bat boy Eddie Lahan goes over and presents the man with a brand new bat. Roseboro on the first pitch fouls it off for a strike. So a fan over there quite happy, got a new one instead of Charlie's regular game bat. And it's high for a ball, and the count is 1-1. Oh, I'll tell you, have a lot of fun here at Ebbets Field. Everything goes on. Why don't you come out? Go ahead. Take part yourself. Roseboro swings and fouls it off to the left, and the count to Johnny is 1-2. Stu Miller pitching for New York. High pop fly on the right side. O'Connor at second base, backing calls down. He's got it. One away as Roseboro pops out. Waiting for Eddie Robuck to come on. Robuck single to start the Dodger rally in the sixth inning with two outs. Eddie got a single in left field. Then Gilliam single and Cimoli doubled him home. All right, Dodgers batting last of the eighth. One out, none on. Stu Miller pitching to Eddie Robuck. Swinging a drive to left field, going back for the foul, and forget it, it's a home run for Robuck. Blossomed into a star relief pitcher, he also has become quite a hitter. Lines a home run to the stands in left field, his second hit of the game, and his second home run of the year. So Eddie Robuck has really been making a home for himself here with the Dodgers. 7-5, Brooklyn leads. The pitch to Gilliam is on the corner for a called strike. Robuck had an easy swing that time and just powered that ball. Line drive to left for a home run. The pitch to Gilliam is in for strike two. 0-2 to Junior. One run in, one man out, and nobody on base in the eighth inning. Miller delivers, and Gilliam swings into the hole with a fair for a base hit. For Gilliam, his second hit of the day. And for the Dodgers, number 13. Up now will be Cimoli, who has a pair of doubles in a walk, has driven in two and scored two. Manager Bill Rigney now getting his bullpen busy again. Left-hander McCormick and looks like right-hander Monzant. Cimoli at bat, one run in, one man on, and one man out. Dodgers 7, Giants 5, last of the game. Miller pitching to Gino. And he takes the strike. Third ball, letter high.
Eddie Roebuck with a home run here in the eighth inning. After igniting a Dodger two-run rally in the sixth inning, Eddie helping himself with that bat as well as with that pitching arm. Play to first base and Gilliam is back. The total crowd today is 23,267, 14,222 paid, 3,045 ladies, and 6,000 knothole kids. Next pitch is low for a ball, and the count to Geno is 1-1. So 23,000 fans looking in here. 1-1 count. Miller eyes Gilliam, pitches to the plate. Pitch out and no play. Gilliam was not going. Roger Craig now loosening up in the Dodger bullpen in right field. Tomorrow it'll be Johnny Podras and Ray Crone. Final game of the series at 2 o'clock. Single game. Two-one counts to Molly waiting. Gilliam goes. The pitch swung on a miss. The throw to second base is in time, and Gilliam is out. Balmy Thomas with a good throw. And Gilliam out stealing. The count to Somoli is 2-2. Gino waiting with a 2-2 count. Nobody on base. One run in the inning. The pitch is low for ball, and the count is 3-2. The Dodgers 7, the Giants 5. Last of the eighth inning. Miller winds and fires. Gino swings and misses down on stretch. Close curveball. Tied, retired. So in the eighth for the Dodgers. One run, two hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of eight full innings of play, the score is Brooklyn 7 and New York 5. And by Ray Jablonski. Back to Jarrett. Mueller has two hits and a walk today. Mays on Jablonski to follow, and Roger Craig in the bullpen. The pitch is low and inside, ball one to Mueller. Dine is hitting at 268. Dodgers trying to hold a two-run lead here in the ninth inning and get their second in a row over the Giants. Roebuck into the windup. Here's his pitch. Line foul down the right field stand, into the lower stand. And a 1-1 count now on Don Mueller. St. Louis go tied 2-2 at the end of six and a half innings of play. Milwaukee plays Cincinnati tonight. The windup and Roebuck's 1-1 pitch. Inside, ball two, 2-1. Two-one windup, here it is. Ground ball to the right side. In comes Gilliam, makes his play. In time for the out, one away. And as far as Roebuck is concerned, that was a big man because now he gets Willie Mays at bat where there's nobody on base. Mays has two singles, been on a fourth play and popped out. He's 2-for-4. Willie hitting .333. Winds and fires. Liner hits the field. Snyder coming on fast for it and makes the catch for the out. Mays out on a fly ball to center, running into right center field and coming in a bit for it. Two away, and here's Ray Jablonski. Ray has one hit, a home run, and is running with one on. Two outs. Giants batting in the top of the Dodgers lead 7-5. But winds and pitches to Jabbo, and it's in for a strike. On deck is Hank Sauer. Here's the pitch. Fouled away on the ground. And it's strike two on Jablonski. So Eddie Roebuck now stands one strike away from his seventh win of the year. Came on to relieve Koufax, who pitched to one man after relieving Magley in the fifth inning. In the sixth inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch. A little low for ball, and the count is 1-2. Roebuck has a pretty good streak of scoreless innings going now. He pitched 9 against Chicago on Thursday night. And has 2 here today. Strike 3. A swing and a miss, and the ball game is over. As Jablonski goes down swinging. Eddie Roebuck strikes him out, gets the Giants out in order in the ninth inning. In the ninth for New York, 3-3, nothing across, and the final score. The Dodgers 7 and the Giants 5. And now with the final facts and figures, here's Al.
For the Brooklyn Dodger win here this afternoon, Brooklyn 7 runs. They had 13 base hits. There were 3 errors. They left 7 men off. Eddie Roebuck the winner. Magley started it, went 5 2/3. Koufax showed very briefly, pitching to one man. Then Roebuck took over. And from there on, well, we're sort of in the hip pocket. Roebuck 7-2 now for the year, 7-2 loss. For the New York Giants, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 8 men on here. And their second pitcher, Grissom, who came on in relief of Worthington after Worthington had gone 5. Grissom pitched 2, and Miller finished up. It was Grissom to take the loss. His record is now 4 wins. This was his 1957. So it means that the Brooklyn Dodgers now have taken 2 of the 3-day, 3-game series from the visiting New York Giants.